Shere Khan is a male Bengal Siberian tiger, born December 20, 1994, arrived March 12, 1995. Shere Khan was bred to be a white tiger, but he was born, quote, the wrong color. His birth was a result of the incessant demand for white tigers by a public that is fascinated by oddities. Though many people believe that the white tiger is an endangered species that should be bred to be saved, this is a total lie. The white tiger results from a color mutation that happens infrequently in the wild and usually is not passed along. White animals in a forest environment would not live long due to their inability to hide and sneak up on prey. When you hear the phrase survival of the fittest, remember that nature does not allow the genetically mutated white tiger to survive in the wild, nor should we in captivity. Shere Khan did not have much of a chance for survival from the start. His breeder had pre-sold him as a white cub, but the purchaser kept putting off the delivery date. He finally canceled the sale when Shere Khan was already 4 months old. The breeders were left with a quickly growing cub on their hands and no other facilities for him other than a small carrier. He was up to his belly in feces and decaying food in a pet taxi that seemed to just bust at the seams with tiger fur. He never got the vitamins and exercise he needed as a growing cub, so his back legs were badly underdeveloped. He was very sick for a long time and suffered major problems from calcium deficiency. X-rays showed that his baby canine teeth were rotting in their sockets from his malnourishment, and they had to be excised because they had rotted through his face. His bones were mere paper shells, and one wrong jump could easily break a leg. We supplemented him 3 times a day with calcium to encourage healthy bones and teeth. Shere Khan is a perfect example of why people should not be allowed to have such animals as pets. Though he is now well over 600 pounds and the picture of health, it has been a long, expensive road getting him to this healthy state. His 3-acre catatat provides him with plenty of room to run through the marsh and swim in the spring-fed lake. He has been neutered so that there is no accidental breeding with his constant companion and playmate, China Doll. He is well loved by all. The facility that bred him was finally shut down by the USDA and the Indiana DNR in 2005. China Doll is a female Bengal tiger, born November 1994, arrived April 25, 1995. When China Doll's owners discovered that they were going to have a baby and be dealing with terminal illness in their family, they asked Big Cat Rescue to take their tiger and 8 cougars, and we did. Even people who could afford to give proper care to these cats with large cages, good food, vitamins, and love were not prepared to commit a lifetime of care when their personal situation changed. As a result, China Doll came to us a big, beautiful cub in April of 1995 and became a playmate for Shere Khan. They have unlimited access to the lake they both love. Whether it's swimming after pumpkins we toss in the lake in the fall, or dunking their toys and each other, it's always a special moment to watch their shenanigans. Most days, you will find the two of them lounging along the lake shore or nestled in the shade of their cave den. Though she is probably half the size of Shere Khan, China Doll is not at all intimidated by his size. In fact, she actually calls the shots at feeding time. He is always quite well-mannered and a true gentleman at letting her go first to the feeding area they share.